Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to episode number one. Can you really prevent Alzheimer's disease by not retiring? Recently, I saw the news headlines from around the world. If you work longer, you can help to prevent Alzheimer's disease. Is this really the case? Do we really want to work forever? For years, I killed myself at work. I worked long hours. Like most Americans, I did not take my full vacation time. I burned out. My goal was to work as hard as I could, save our money, and then retire early so I could then kick back and relax. This approach nearly killed me. My health suffered. The goal, as I learned, is to pace yourself at work and enjoy each and every day of life along the journey. So, what does it mean to keep working and not retire? Let me go into a little bit more about this controversial study. And this study was presented at a recent Alzheimer's conference in Boston. This study reviewed 430,000 French retirees. Let me repeat that. 430,000. This is a huge medical study, and looked at the risk of Alzheimer's disease based on the age of retirement. The authors concluded that for every year you delayed retirement, your risk of Alzheimer's disease was decreased by 3.2%. Let me repeat that. For every year you hang on and not retire, your risk of Alzheimer's disease goes down by 3.2%. So what's my take on this controversial study? These findings are actually in line with what we're seeing in other studies. Namely, with regards to the mind, the old adage, use it or lose it, really is true. As a cardiologist, I'm really worried when I hear my patients tell me they're ready to retire. This is especially true for men, as their job is often their reason to get up each morning and often the main source of their social interaction. Social interaction is critically important for our health. We really are social creatures, and the studies show that the more we're engaged, the better our health and the longer we live. Thus, for a man, probably one of the most dangerous days of their lives is the day they retire. My wife and I, along with our research team, have been studying a remote village in China near the Vietnam border. This village has been cut off from the rest of the world in the mountainous areas of southwest China. And in this village, the people just don't get sick, and they live these amazingly long and healthy lives, free of all the chronic illnesses that we see in the West, including Alzheimer's disease. And when we ask them if they're looking forward to their retirement, they always have this bewildered look on their face. And they're just like, what? Are you crazy? To them, there is no concept of retirement. You never withdraw from the village. You're always contributing in some way, shape, or form up until the very last day of your life. Should retirement be redefined? Perhaps the problem is really how we've defined retirement. For many of us, while slaving away in the daily grind of our jobs, we dream of retiring and sitting next to the pool or playing golf each day. For many of my patients who have achieved this so-called dream, you know what? They quickly find that it soon becomes old. Many are looking for a new reason to live. So perhaps retirement should be redefined as going from a for-profit to a non-profit focus. Instead of working for the man, perhaps it's time to work for ourselves, our families, or for our community when it comes to retirement. Thus, when it comes to retirement and preventing Alzheimer's disease, let me suggest the following 5 tips. Number 1, enjoy your work today. If you're in a job that you hate, what can you do to change things? Do you need to look for new employment? Can you get paid for doing what you love to do? Number two, take all of your vacation time. Taking vacation time is critical to your health. Never let a vacation day go unused. Pace yourself. Number three, never stop learning. To enjoy your current career, you can never stop learning. This has an added feature. Not only does it help you to enjoy your job more, but it will also help to keep your mind sharp and keep Alzheimer's disease at bay. Number four, work reasonable hours. In the United States, we work longer hours than the rest of the world. Perhaps the Europeans have it right. Studies show that when we work more than 40 hours a week, we significantly increase our risk of heart disease. Are we really contributing the most when we're burned out and work to the bone? That's a good question. As you get further along in your career, perhaps you could start scaling back the hours or even work part-time as a consultant. Regardless, don't neglect yourself in the name of your job. Make sure you have enough time to eat right, exercise regularly, and spend meaningful time with your family and your friends. Number five, find a meaningful second career. When you're ready to move on to retirement, find a meaningful second career. People who volunteer enjoy much more fulfilling and healthier lives. There is so much that you can do to make the world a better place. What do you think? Do we have the concept of retirement all wrong in the United States? Please leave me a comment. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Leave me a comment. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.